whether it's with the shopping, whether it's with the food, whether it's with the celebrations. And certainly there's going to be some great events. And a guy that is going to be headlining some of those can't-miss events is on the line with us. It's the one and only John Vincent. John, welcome to WGN.
How you doing, sir? Thank you for having me.
John, you're on all the time. You know, I think when you get to a certain level, you know, it's an opportunity to share what it is that you're doing. But, of course, you know, people who heard you on for a little bit singing with Dave Hochberg this morning in studio, it's just like, hey, this is a can't-miss thing. So are you excited? It's that time of year. I mean, you're out doing whether it's the national anthem, whether it's at the Cubs games or NFL games or shows all over, a lot of work for the vets. But is the holiday time maybe even a more special time for you?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's, you know, to put these shows together are a lot of fun, and we always, like, one is already sold out, the 11th, the 4th is getting close, and the 18th still has tickets, but to see that and to see people, you know, want to come out and have a good time always makes you feel good, right?
Well, I mean, you have sort of a unique presence in the world of entertainment, you know, a legendary and renowned anthem singer, so, you know, known for that, and that is a thing that you do all around the country, but also obviously your connection to Sinatra and his music and the ability to what I would say channel him. There is nobody that does what it is that you do when it comes to the Sinatra side. And of course there's a range there too, you know, with a bunch of other artists. So talk a little bit about that. You know, just the fact that, you know, not everybody, you know, there are singers who do an occasional national anthem, you know, in the world of entertainment, but you've really carved out a presence in both.
Yeah, I got very lucky. I mean, you know, to start out singing, I started out with just Sinatra, and that was back in 2001. That's when I started working for Coach and Mrs. Dicka. And, you know, I only knew Sinatra at the time. And then it was Coach's idea to say, hey, Johnny, why don't you try this voice, try that voice? And I just started trying branching out there. I was very nervous, very afraid. Sometimes you do a song and you bomb, but you got to try it. And it gave me kind of a little bit of confidence to get in there. Don't get me wrong, I hate my voice when I listen to it. I was telling David that earlier. That's just how it is. But you get a little more confidence, and you try to do the best you can with it. And sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. The Johnny Cash, the Sinatra, the Ray Charles, the Louis Armstrong, Elvis. And I've got lucky with that and been blessed, like I said, with Coach and then Mr. Ricketts and Mr. Kenny with the Cubs. And now with at Rizzo singing, I've been very lucky.
Yeah, oh my gosh, and you think about this. So the Louis Armstrong, obviously, that's incredible. Johnny Cash, like, you could do an entire show as Johnny Cash if you wanted to. It would be great, and I know there's a huge fan base there for that. And just a little disclosure for the listeners, too. You know, obviously, we have, you know, Sounds of Sinatra here. You know, Dave Plyer does that show. I'm sure you've probably been on with him to do some of those things. But, you know, I used, you know, back in my earlier radio days, you know, I was part of you know, the co-host for the morning show for Chicago Sinatra Station with Joe Gentile, right? And so he was a huge huge advocate for that. And so we got a chance to listen to all those songs, and we had Frank Sinatra Jr. on and Keeley Smith and a bunch of people who had worked over the, this was a million years ago, but certainly inundated that music. So it's so great to have it be highlighted. Not only with your performances, but here on WGN, the word timeless is overused, but John, talk about that, you know, Sinatra, I mean, you can do it. So if you could sing like anybody, you know, there would be an opportunity to do it, but the songs are special.
Yeah. The Sinatra stuff just keeps crossing over. Like, I've noticed when I sing, you know, if I'm doing a show or corporate event or whatever, even when I was at Ditka's, you started seeing people in their 20s and 30s really liking Sinatra. And I didn't get into Sinatra until I was 20 years old. I never listened to him when I was a kid. I never listened to him growing up. My parents were born in Italy. They listened to Italian music from Italy. And then my wheelhouse listening to was 80s music. I loved 80s pop, and I still do to this day because that's, you know, my childhood. But Sinatra, I started listening in college. A friend brought us to the shows at the United Center in 1983.
Wow.
Got to see him, and Mr. Dreesen didn't open up that day. It was Don Rickles, but I then became good friends with Mr. Dreesen. I met him, Tom Dreesen, at Ditka's, and he's been a great mentor, like so many other people in the city from Chicago. And I really mean it when I say I got lucky. I did, because there's so many people out there with great voices, and sometimes you just get lucky and get in that right spot, right time, and right place, and other times you couldn't imagine how many people have unbelievable voices that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
And there's so many out there, so many people out there.
So, you know, having to have, you could be humble and say like, hey, you know what? I'm not the biggest fan of my own voice. I don't necessarily feel that it's so great. But when you have someone like a Tom Dreesen, who's been there, literally there through all of that stuff, the early stuff through the career of Sinatra, and to be able to mingle, you know, with him and get maybe insight, inspiration, certainly some viewpoints from him. Talk about that, because as you come to learn the music, right, everybody's familiar with the songs, but the man, what is it, John Vincent, that makes, was it, because I think it was more than just the songs. Obviously the phrasing is there, obviously the content that has led to the times, but there's some intangible thing. I mean, there's a certain cool factor with Sinatra too, that is, I think, you know, kept everything about his music right at the forefront.
You know, I'm sitting in a room right now. I got a picture of Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, and Sammy Davis Jr. And there's a very famous one of them three. But this one here, you know, Frank's pouring a drink, and the other two guys are sitting there talking. They look serious. And I think the one thing about Frank is that he was open about his struggles. He talked about his pain he had with Ava Gardner. He talked about, you know, he loved hard, and he said he was a 24-karat manic depressive. So I think Frank showed a lot of vulnerability when he would sing those songs. And when you would hear him sing My Way, you know, it was his way. And when you hear him sing, you know, It's Quarter to Three, There's No One in the Place, you know, that's a song about heartache. And those songs, I think, relate. The words, everything, they were written, and his phrasing. I think his phrasing had a lot to do with it. Obviously a beautiful timbre in his voice, but that phrasing that he used, and especially when it was like, when I was younger, I would never sing a song, you know, one day you turn around and it's summer, the next day you turn around and it's fall, and all the winters and the springs of a lifetime. I mean, that's September of my years, and I turned 50 this year. And that song has a whole different meaning to me now, as my dad struggles with dementia and Parkinson's. And we had a beautiful Thanksgiving yesterday, but, you know, it hurts to see that. And I think that's what Frank did. Frank said who he was. And people like that. They like the realness. I suffer, we all suffer. The Buddha said existence is suffering, and we all have pain. And I think pain can come out in different ways, and music is one of them. And it shows your vulnerability. And I think Frank did a really good job of that. And when he was happy, Fly Me to the Moon and I've Got the World on a String, it showed it there too. So I get those moods when I get real sad or I get real happy or whatever, and those songs can help you through it.
Yeah, I mean, right, because he made the songs his own, but then there is something magical about them where, like you had said too, the song that you hear and what it meant to you, you know, 15 years ago is totally different than maybe what it means to you now or maybe to someone else, right? But it still is meaningful, right? It's timeless. So you get a chance to, you're going to be doing a lot of that. You're going to be doing a lot of the Sinatra plus the rest of the songs that you may be adding into your performances. So before we let you go, John Vincent, you know, give information on where you're going to be. I know Rizzo's is one of the places, but there's a bunch of things happening. So let people know where they can find you and get in on things.
Yeah, you can get me at Rizzo's. We're going to do three shows there. We're going to do one on December 4th, one on December 11th, and one on the 18th. They're all Sundays. They're 6 o'clock shows. They go from 6 to 8. I have a guest singer on the first show. Her name is Daniela Cracco. She has an amazing voice. She'll be singing on the 4th with me. The other two shows right now, it's just me singing, but I can tell you there'll be some fun guests in there. Famous celebrity guests stopping in that are coming to the show. And I know that's always fun. So that'll be, if you want to get tickets, www.rizzos, R-I-Z-Z-O-S, barandin.com. Rizzos, barandin.com, and in with two N's.
We'll have links up.
I think we'll have a good time.
Oh, you know you will. Well, and we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And so thank you, John, for all that you do to share not only the music and bringing those songs to life, also the great work that you do with our veterans. I know we have a mutual friend in Robert Irvine, and you're in on a lot of those things that are going on as well. So all the stuff that you give, not only to and through your performances, but to the community as well. And so I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I know that you mentioned you did. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
No, thank you so much for having me, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and really, thank you for being so kind. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. That's John Vincent. Get out there and see him. There's still tickets available, and as they go, you're going to get them fast. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Black Friday deals with the top person in the world of tech in the country. Jennifer Jolly joins us. Keep it here, 720 WGN.